You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor Chris Martin. I presently serve Hope Lutheran Church in Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and Glen Flora Lutheran Church in Glen Flora, Wisconsin. I also serve as a co-chair of the Renewal Team in the Missions Office of the North American Lutheran Church. I'd like to begin our time together with the word of the Lord from John chapter 1. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, and he said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Back when I was in my years of pastoral formation, as well as my first few years in ministry, I remember attending conferences on the topics of church growth and leadership, and the speakers who were featured at these conferences were oftentimes pastors and other leaders serving large congregations in the cities and suburbs. They had hundreds or even thousands of people who were attending multiple services every week. They were constantly having to expand their buildings, and they were blessed with the type of resources and staffing to offer about every possible program to cover any demographic group you could imagine. They were doing amazing work for the kingdom of God, and for that I'm really thankful. However, the unintended yet often unspoken message that was given to pastors like me, who are serving small congregations or congregations located in small towns and rural areas with plateauing or declining population, is that the Holy Spirit was really not at work in our small congregations anymore. It wasn't uncommon when I introduced myself and where I was serving to others who were attending the conference that I often wondered if maybe they were thinking of me. Could anything good possibly come from the small rural church that I was serving? Kind of like Nathanael originally wondered about Jesus, simply because Jesus was from the small rural community of Nazareth. It eventually led me to question at times the validity of the ministry that we were doing in the congregations I was serving. Well, that all changed one day as I was serving a small rural church in the mountains of South Central Pennsylvania that was a part of a three-church parish. During my first year in their midst, there was a couple with a teenage son who had been worshiping at our little church for a while, and their son needed to have a surgery at a hospital a couple hours away from home. Well, one day I made the two-hour drive to visit the family up in the hospital, and during our visit, the mother said to me that the family had made the decision they wanted to formally become members of our little church. So I was curious, and I asked them what it was that made them decide to choose our church. And she responded that every day that they had been at that hospital, members of our congregation had been taking turns coming up to visit every day. They would pray with the family. They brought food. They brought other supplies. Whatever the family needed taken care of, members of our church just simply took care of them and loved on them. Mom then told me they had never experienced the love of Jesus in action like they had in our small rural church. And they wanted to be a part of that and pass that on to other people. In fact, my own family was also beneficiary of that congregation's Christ-like love for others. When as first-time parents, members of that congregation took turns bringing dinner to our home or simply just sitting with my wife and my newborn son the first Sunday in the pulpit of the parish of our churches, since we didn't have family living nearby. And they did everything they could to help us adjust to being first-time parents far away from family. I have to be honest with you, a lot of good came from that small rural church. And many of the small town and rural churches I've had the privilege to serve over the last 13 years and that I continue to witness today in the two small town and rural churches that I currently am privileged to serve today in Northwest Wisconsin. Did you know that today in the North American Lutheran Church, nearly 4 out of every 5 of our churches is located either in a small town or a rural area? In addition to that, several other churches of the NALC are smaller churches in larger cities and suburbs. Much like Philip or Nathaniel did with Jesus' hometown of Nazareth. Sometimes it's easy to overlook what God's doing in places like these. Or some people to write off our small and rural churches, claiming they're not places the Holy Spirit could be at work through the word and the sacraments to transform lives, to create a culture of discipleship, of sharing the love of Jesus one life at a time. But the reality is, the small and rural church is definitely the backbone of the North American Lutheran Church. And a lot of good things can come and are happening in our small and our rural churches. So with this in mind, we're pleased to announce the offering of a new exciting resource to assist those of you who are involved or are interested in smaller rural church ministry. Our online course, The Smaller Rural Church, offers in light of Scripture resources and stories of how the Holy Spirit is at work to bring about mission and renewal in the lives of people through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just as something good came from the small rural community of Nazareth, specifically our Savior Jesus Christ. And as we watched as Nathaniel was led to a personal encounter with Jesus to come and see him, and then was invited to go and tell others, our small and rural church course will help you to see how that's the same mission that our small and rural churches can thrive with today. You have the opportunity to see how our small and rural churches are well-equipped to share the good news of Jesus with others in our communities, leading people to a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, and how our churches become passionate, disciple-making centers of mission. I hope and pray this online course will be a resource. They'll be a blessing for you in your own ministry, and that you and your church are encouraged and are equipped to become Christ-centered, mission-driven centers of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with those in your community and people who you know that need him the most. May God richly bless you and your ministry and the ministry of all of our small and rural churches throughout the North American Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.